When I was a very young Christian, God dealt with me about a certain matter in my life, about pride. I didn't know how proud I was until God exposed that thing, and he threatened me. Mind you, I've been baptized with the Holy Spirit. I've been greatly blessed in preaching the gospel. And God says, you're not humble like you ought to be. And if you don't get down, he threatened me with death. That was terrible. I said, well, this is a fine how do you do. I've been seeking God with all my heart. I've been praying for humility. And now God comes along and reproves me and says, I have not found your works perfect before my God. My God, I began to thank my Lord for exposing that inward fault of mine. I would never have gotten rid of it. You'll never get rid of it. You'll never receive gold tried in the fire as long as you hang on to your brass and to your substitutes. But when you let go, the harlots and the publicans, it says, will enter into the kingdom of God before the Pharisees, because they cloak themselves with a cloak of self-righteousness and they refuse the sentence of God concerning themselves.